don't give an inch. My advice to President Trump is to follow Hillary Clinton's advice to Joe Biden. She said, and I quote, "If it's close, do not concede no matter what. Lawyer up," she advised. "Fight it all the way." And that's exactly what Donald Trump must do. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Trish Regan Show. I am Trish. Seriously, I mean, why not take Hillary Clinton's advice on this one? You'll recall this past summer, she told her former communications director, who now moonlights as a reporter, convenient, right, on the Showtime network, that Joe Biden shouldn't concede. And yet, now she, Biden, Obama, Harris, the entire Democrat Party, they want Donald Trump to concede. I don't think so. Not his style. And, you know, good. Hey, we need a fighter right now. Lawsuits are being filed by the Trump campaign in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona. Oh boy, oh boy. He could actually still pull this off. Meanwhile, so much for that blue wave. Remember that blue wave? That blue wave they kept talking about? What blue wave, I ask? I'm sorry, did someone actually say that the left could win this thing in a landslide? Yeah, like over and over and over again at nauseam. They did not win in a landslide. There was no blue wave. They cannot, they will not win like that. Donald Trump can still pull off a win. And remember, Election Day was not the blowout the Democrats expected, even though Hollywood and the mainstream media elites kept pushing this message of conservatives being bad people. Conservatives, they said, are somehow the scum of the earth, right? Chumps, deplorables, you name it, nonstop. I mean, ultimately, that blue wave barely rippled onto the shore. And it didn't even matter what they spent. Think about the money that was spent. Billions of dollars, $104.1 million in South Carolina alone. That's the most we've ever seen in a losing race. For Lindsey Graham's seat. So much for that. As for the presidency, well, it's pretty nauseating. I mean, I am disturbed by the amount of money that was working on behalf of Joe Biden from corporate America, from Wall Street, from Hollywood. I'm disturbed by the former Obama team pushing for Biden, pushing for Kamala Harris. I do not trust big media at all. I mean, let me repeat. I do not trust big media at all. And let's see. Arizona called very early, despite the governor insisting that the votes still needed to be counted. And it was called by none other than, well, big media. Big media titans that were, per reports, betting on a Biden win. So here's the deal. You know what, guys? It's not over until it's over. And I want every single solitary vote counted in Arizona. As for Pennsylvania, Trump should take it. But I have no problem. I'm going to say that right now. I have no problem with every single vote being counted because I want every single darn vote in this entire country counted at this point because I lack faith in our system. And what a disappointment that is, right? I don't think any of us have ever quite felt like this where we've so, you know, looked with such skepticism upon the mainstream media and upon, well, maybe we always have to a certain extent, but nonetheless, I mean, it has ratcheted up to a level that is really concerning. It's getting a little crazy. I mean, let's be clear. Sometimes you just got to dig. You got to dig for the truth. Do you know in 2011, a county clerk in Wisconsin announced that 14,000 votes just went missing because she failed to click save on the computer? I mean, how is it that in this day and age, we're dealing with mistakes like that? We can't have mistakes like that. And I maintain he could and can still pull off a win. Not easy right now, but hey, whoever said that Donald Trump did things the easy way? I think we know better, right? Meanwhile, this whole scenario is a real shame because, as I said, Americans, we need to trust our system. But frankly, how can we? How can we right now? Coming up next, why Wall Street still finds a way to play this thing. I mean, they don't care if Joe Biden can barely string a sentence together, let alone lead a country. And given that, well, he can't string a sentence together, let alone lead a country. I mean, they'll still find a way to play this. And perhaps his inability to do anything is actually a good thing. Again, the total failure of a blue wave, it's going to come back to bite Biden. But you know what? Maybe it's good for the rest of us. I know it's good for the rest of us, and it could be the American economy's saving grace. I'm on it next. I still think Donald Trump can win it. I mean, the legal challenges, they're quite real. You're talking about some pretty razor-thin margins here. And he is 1,000% right to just demand transparency. We need to know, frankly, we ought to have had transparency anyway, right? I have real concerns. I have real concerns about our international status under Joe Biden. I worry he'd be quite willing to sell out to China. So get ready on that front. I don't worry, however, and this is the good news. Can we have a little good news in today's podcast? I don't worry as much about taxes, thankfully, because you know what? Americans, we prevented the blue wave that wasn't even a ripple. We dodged a massive bullet. Seriously. I'm not sure how long we can make it last, but the reality is, at least with the Senate staying red, and it looks like it's going to stay red right now, at least with the Senate red, we don't have to deal with a socialist government, which is where they want to take us. I mean, think about the squad. Think about what they've said to us. Think about Kamala Harris, what she said, and frankly, Joe Biden and everything that he said. Think about the success that Bernie Sanders has seen. And that is the direction of the Democrat Party today. This is not the Democrat Party, right, of my father's generation or my grandfather's generation. This is a new Democrat Party. A new Democrat Party run by socialists, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who gets the cover of a magazine. And on that cover of the magazine poses in $14,000 worth of clothes. Socialism never works. And we don't need to get into that because you've heard me say that a zillion times. And you can go back and listen to a podcast from 3 days ago where I get into that because you know how I feel on that. It never, ever works because people are too self-interested. But here's the deal. At least if the Senate holds, you have some adults in the room and they will work towards making sure Joe Biden doesn't get to first base when it comes to spending. All that stimulus money that he wants, forget about it. Not going to happen. And that's good because we need some fiscal discipline. Look at the success we have had thus far with not even a second round of stimulus. We're doing pretty well, considering that we shut ourselves down. All those wounds were self-inflicted. I still argue for political reasons. But nonetheless, we can manage through this, and we will manage through this. We just don't need a whole bunch of government spending and energy products that will get us nowhere. And energy products, no, it won't be products. It'll just be proposals. And they won't actually produce anything, of course. It'll just be many, many proposals, many, many ideas that really don't get us anywhere. But we don't have to worry about that because we do have some adults in the room. And because of political gridlock and the fact that none of these people can stand each other, well, they won't be able to get anything done. So I get it. Wall Street likes that. And you know what? They should like that. I mean, I would prefer to have a scenario in which actual policy could be accomplished. But my preference, of course, is conservative policy, conservative economic policy, lower taxes, less regulation, less spending, too. So in absence of that, we can make it work. But I don't think we're going to have to, because I think Donald Trump is serious. I think his legal team is serious. I think the campaign is serious. The Republican Party is serious. And we're going to see in the next few days that there are some big, big changes coming. Anyway, they need to happen. And we need to be serious about our future. $27 trillion in debt right now. I mean, come on. Is that actually sustainable? I don't think so. We're going to talk about it next. All right. So the market likes this scenario. I get it. But you know what? It's not great. And I don't necessarily think it's going to be the final outcome. But let's talk about what's real. And that's $27 trillion worth of real. That is our debt. And it keeps climbing and climbing. And we're running deficits that frankly are not manageable. And if we were to continue with the left and their kind of voodoo economics that enables and allows this kind of debt to accumulate, then we would really be in trouble. And so I think, you know, the one thing that we should all take heart in is regardless of who wins the presidency right now, and it's really important. I want Donald Trump to be able to pull this off. I think he can. But regardless of what happens, the good news is you have some adults in the room by way of the Republicans in the Senate. I think that's going to hold up, and that's important. We cannot keep spending like this. And I'm going to tell you why. You see, there's this little country, which is now actually a really big country with a lot of people and a lot of economic success, called China. And China would very much like to be the dominant player in the world, the hegemonic power, so to speak. Well, what goes with being the hegemonic power is being the world's reserve currency. And there's all kinds of benefits, right, that go with being the world's reserve currency. You get to borrow as much money as you want because, you know, you get this great credit rating and they're like, okay, sure, we'll lend, we'll lend, we'll lend. And when, you know, the, you know what, hits the fan, so to speak, everybody keeps coming back to the U.S. because the U.S. is the world's reserve currency and therefore is seen as safe. And we are safe, except for the fact that we can't seem to manage our own balance sheet, except for the fact that we just keep spending more than we have. It's like, you know, any regular family. If you are spending more than you make over time, that is going to be a problem. I mean, there's one thing called investing. And I understand, you know, in tough times, we need things like stimulus, right? I mean, the whole economy shut down during COVID. And in March, people were really hurting. And I get it. I know the government did what it had to do. And it's just like any family saying, okay, we need to do what we need to do in this current scenario. And maybe you borrow money in the near term. But the idea is to pay it off. You can't keep running up these massive bills. And there's no fiscal discipline. There's absolutely no responsibility from any of these people because you know what? They don't care. It's all about getting elected. Well, I do think some of the Republican senators care, and that's a good thing. But for the most of them, right? So many of them, it's all about pleasing their constituents in the here and now. And so there's no responsibility. And consequently, you have effectively the equivalent of a small family just spending more than it earns year after year after year after year. And I ask you, how sustainable is that? It's not. How free is that? Hardly. I mean, what kind of freedom is debt? There's no freedom in that. And so we need to be thinking about these long-term consequences. Nobody's wanted to talk about it. It's like the big giant elephant in the room. But we need to. And this is a very good time to start thinking about this, especially if Joe Biden winds up in the Oval Office, because he is going to be confronted by this wall, so to speak, which happens to be Republican senators who are, I hope, not going to be okay with just spending, spending, spending. So that's what you need to watch for. I do think that Donald Trump can pull this off. The lawsuits are real. He's got a terrific legal team. I know so many of them, and they're working overtime right now around the clock to try and make sure that this is fair, that it's fair for the American people, because I'll tell you, we deserve it, right? After everything that we have been through, we deserve transparency, we deserve fairness, and we deserve the ability to believe in our elections. I will see you online like I always do at trishintel.com, and I'll see you right back here tomorrow.